With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is sending mixed signals about his hopes for peace with Iran right now. He says the path ahead for the U.S. with Iran will depend a lot on that country's willingness to give up its pursuit of nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, he is also hoping that talks this week in Pakistan could bear some fruit. Here is the latest development.
The U.S. Navy's seizure of an Iranian-flagged cargo ship has cast doubt on President Donald Trump's announcement of upcoming talks with Iran over the ceasefire. Trump had said U.S. negotiators would head to Pakistan on Monday. Iran's foreign ministry states it has no plans to attend at this point. Meanwhile, the head of Iran's forensic medicine organization says the war's death toll is now at least 3,375 people. More than 60 nations are sending representatives to Brussels to discuss stability, security, and long-term peace with Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials and relatives say a man killed 8 children, including 7 of his own, and shot 2 women in 2 homes in Shreveport, Louisiana. Police spokesman Christopher Bordelon.
What we can tell you is this is a domestic disturbance here in the 300 block of West 79th Street. This is a very large scene.
Virginians will be heading to the polls tomorrow in an unusual April referendum in which a single state ballot question on redistricting could have a nationwide impact. Here's Anne Marie Morgan.
The question asks if state lawmakers may draw new congressional districts this year to, quote, restore fairness. But it does not explain that the yes vote would change Virginia's districts from 6 Democrats and 5 Republicans to 10 Democrats and only 1 Republican for the next 3 federal elections. Flipping that many seats would also help Democrats take the U.S. House in November. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
This is SRN News. California is now providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants, compliments of the taxpayers.
According to investigative journalist Christopher Ruffo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Ruffo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options.
That is Michael Harrington reporting. The U.S. Commission on International Freedom reports that despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba are still bleak. The commission says the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, under which religious leaders and communities are continually harassed and threatened. Authorities also reneged on limited relief that had been briefly granted to the wrongly imprisoned. This is SRN News. We've all heard of the historic midnight ride of Paul Revere. Well, it's set to be reenacted today, but with some modern-day twists and turns.
Revere's ride took place on April 18, 1775, when the silversmith and express rider was dispatched to Lexington to warn revolutionary leaders Samuel Adams and John Hancock that the British were coming to arrest them. Revere reached Lexington around midnight, and another rider, William Dawes, got there along a different route soon after with the same message. Their efforts resulted in militiamen with muskets in hand, confronting a large contingent of British regulars marching from Boston on the Lexington Battle Green. The British regulars were eventually chased back to Boston, where militias pinned them down for 11 months in what became known as the Siege of Boston. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A powerful earthquake struck off the northern Japanese coast that prompted officials there to issue a tsunami alert in the region. There was no serious tsunami, but there was one that was about 2.5 feet high. More of these stories at srnnews.com.